the white.
Welcome to the June meeting of the Community Groundwater Conservation District. We're meeting physically in our office here in Springdale, but we're also meeting virtually under Governor Hicks. We're pollution tonight for that. Next up, Stacy, go ahead. Still there, the time's second. Let's see.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm a little new at this Zoom stuff, so have to bear with me a little bit.
Okay, Richard English. Okay. Aaron May is Anderson. Tim Reeves. Are you with us, Tim?
He's still on here.
Tim Watts is here.
Okay. Amanda Anderson, Mary Wilson's Anderson, Mike Kennedy.
He was here earlier.
Yeah.
He's still online.
I'm here.
Okay. We do have a forum. For the form of information, district rules required in these 5 affirmative votes to pass any action, so that means any actions today would have to be unanimous. Governor, please stand in the class.
Everything I'm hearing is really, really muffled.
Okay, I was thinking it was just me because it's almost impossible for me to understand what Tracy's saying. I'm figuring it out, but it's very difficult.
Yeah.
So you feel this one better? Just a second, I'll let one more page for stuff here.
That's
it, man. Is it getting better?
I can hear it a little better.
My check, make sure your speaker, your volume is turned up, please.
Yeah, my volume turned way up. It's kind of muffly loud.
Okay.
Yeah, we need some stuff in this room to kind of dampen the echo. 1 second, though. Yep, it's next turn all the way up, just like we had last month.
Okay, you got it. Trying to get through this. We're going to turn on public targets that have been on the agenda.
We haven't received anything.
So if we have someone who wishes to speak in general, put the chat message on your Zoom and notify Doug and he'll let me know. Next item on the agenda is consent agenda, which includes approval of minutes from public hearing during the board meeting on May 17th, through the bank statement ending May 28th, through the investment report, paying the bills and invoices received through June 21st, and reimbursement for expenses incurred on behalf of the district through June 21st. We need to put anything out for discussion.
No, I just want to mention Tracy, and I've gotten a little bit from my general manager's report. As far as the investment report, this is the balance in our checking account. In fact, we're about to start receiving payments for the first half of 2021. Yes, purchasing 2 CDs for investments. So,
and you're looking into existing.
We found and looked through, and we found some banks. So we didn't need to approve any banks or depositories if the banks already approved. Just wanted to give you a heads up on that.
Chair, we made a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, sir.
This is Mike Berkeley. I've been here the whole time, but I'm just having trouble with my internet. So just, I've got you on my phone, so I can't see anything on my. Well, anyway, I'm with y'all via phone. I'm also trying to hook up via my laptop. So go ahead.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Motion to approve the consent agenda. Mm-hmm. Motion by Director English. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Was that Tim and Jared?
Tim.
Second by Tim. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. No items proposed. Item number 7, discussion regarding following request for extension of real food warnings. That necessary action. Samples ID number 14302 for RB Mobile Hines County. And their ID number 14379 for Ruby Roach and Montez County.
Eric? Yeah, these are pretty straightforward, Tracy. It's whatever equipment type issues. As we talked about, everybody's, all the drillers are backed up just from the number of options they've submitted in the rain. Nothing outstanding. Recommendation is to approve the request as presented.
Okay. Board, have any questions or Doug? No further comment on this, Doug?
No, sir.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion to approve the request for extensions to drill.
I'll move.
I'll second it.
Motion by Director Watt, second by Director Watt. Does it count?
Correct.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 8, discussion regarding the following potential violations of district rules and taking necessary action. A, Doug Kinsey of Alpha Maple Water Department, well below that approval, and the violation of district spacing rules on County Road 3390 near Pennhurst, Texas, in Wallace County.
Yeah, Tracy, if you would, I'm going to go through both of these two, and then have recommendations for you guys for both of them at the end. This one, we've got a phone call on June 8th from the resident at a property in Wise County. They were concerned about the quality of water in their well. They said the well really had just drilled them a new well, and it was the original well had poor quality. Well, they were drilled a new well, and they were concerned about that. We started looking into it, and we did not have any new well applications at that site. Staff went out there, found the new well. You know, with the without the Omega, the Alpha Omega sticker on it. The residents confirmed that Alpha Omega had drilled the well, I believe, on April 18th of this year. They actually sent a picture of Alpha Omega's rig inside drilling the well. As you see in this picture on here, it's the original that they included that was approved in 2016. They actually drilled that 50 feet off the approved location. The new well is drilled about 28 feet from the existing well. You can see the picture here, the rig on site, the picture in the middle, the picture of the old well, the picture of the new well. The old well is still equipped. So when staff contacted the driller, at first they were saying they didn't drill something, and then, you know, called them back and said, hey, there's a well here with a sticker on it, and they're like, okay, yeah, we drilled that. I think Alex sent an email with some stuff in it, and then the driller had sent this email, this text here in response. Basically, what the driller is saying is they called this a warranty well, which it clearly fits under the definition of a replacement well in the rules, and said he didn't realize that they had to submit an application and pay the registration fee and so on and so forth. Basically, what the driller said here is they thought they could just move 30 feet from the existing well that was drilled 5 years prior and just drill another well. My concern based on this email is how many times has the driller done this in the district over the last 11 years? because I said it's clearly a replacement valve, and they're drilling a new well to replace a problem. Regardless of any warranty issues with their customers, it's still a replacement well. They have to submit a new application, has to, you know, come through the district, pay the fees. So that's my big concern on this one, is how many other times has this happened? And then the second one, Tracy, item B under item A, violation of district spacing requirements on Statler Road in Pompey County. This one, the district received a call in the middle of the day related to several wells that have been drilled and basically left open on site. District staff went out there, found one of the wells didn't have a surface sleeve on it. Two other wells were not, didn't have the annular seal up to the surface. PDLR, I believe, has been on site and looked at the wells. So I don't know where they are on that. There were only two of the wells were cleared at the time out there on the property. At the time, they noted that they were making between 20 and 21 gallons a minute. On June 10th, staff went back to the property. We were able to flow test six wells that were equipped. Each of them tested somewhere flowed between 20 and 21 gallons a minute. All of these were approved at 17.36 gallons per minute or less. The application's obviously signed by the driller and by the landowner, stating they abide by district rules. And as you know, for a 17-gallon well or less, spacing is 150 feet from another well, 50 feet from a property line. One of the next spacing category, 17.36 to 30 gallons a minute, the spacing is 500 feet from the nearest well and 150 feet from the property line. Based on the fact that these wells all make 20 gallons a minute or so, none of them meet the district's required spacing. Again, this is... I think when you're out there and flow tested them, you're only able to flow test these six because they were the only ones equipped, correct? Yes. But all of them are equipped more than 17,000. So that is all I have on both of these. I've got a recommendation for each one up on the screen, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, so your recommendation for Mr. Kinsey with Alpha Omegas. Find the second and third major violation.
Correct.
You can place an offer of a settlement in lieu of litigation of a $500 penalty for the second major violation and a $1,000 penalty for the third major violation.
Correct.
Submittal of a well registration for the new well, the registration fee, and a $100 well report, which will be forfeited, and a requirement to plug the existing well by July 17th to 2021.
Correct. Again, my concern on this, Tracy, if I may, is, you know, I was really going to read my email that they sent out stating that they didn't think this type of required registration application to be submitted. And the concern is there may be several other wells that were submitted over that were drilled over the time without district approval and without submitting applications and the necessary fees.
Alpha Omega has been in operation the entire time we've been in district, have they not?
To my knowledge, yes, sir.
Yes. And I'm sure to remind everybody else, the rule became effective January 1, 2009.
Right.
So we're in the fourth year of operation. Is Mr. Kinsey on by any chance?
I don't see him unless it's a phone number. Mr. Kinsey, are you online? I guess not, right? I only see that one thing over here.
The concern being that, according to our rules, as I recall, on the fourth major violation, we have some mandates. It's not a mad situation, it's a shall situation of the word. That would result in. Look that up and put it in the screen.
Yeah, I've got these things open here. I'm trying to get to it.
If you would. Fourth and subsequent violation, civil suit, for injunction, and maximum penalties and damages. I'll put this by.
And I would rather avoid getting the bag.
So I'm trying to be creative here and how to incentivize self-reporting.
Yeah.
We can find on a full nature violation something about $10,000. We're typically coming with $1,000.
Doug.
Yes, sir.
Have you sat down and talked to this guy in the office?
Not in the office. We've talked to him on the phone, and that's about it.
Well, you know, we're talking about some pretty harsh penalties. You know, we got to be careful we're not buying ourselves a lawsuit.
No.
You know, is it possible that he's just out of touch with reality and he could have that reconnect if you sat down and say the bad things that will happen? We're running out of patience. We're going to do this.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. I'd like to avoid that situation. My concern is when I asked staff before the meeting, Michael Mayer has built 779 wells in the district since we've fulfilled them. If he's not reporting any replacement wells in his 30 years, we don't know how many violations are out there. I would like to have him just self-report, registration fees, or whatever at the time of
As a staff, you know, when we see things, we bring it to the board. It's the board's decision to have penalties or not. But I'm going to be completely honest. Most drilling companies don't take it seriously. And they just kind of like, we find a lot more than we should. And, you know, they're just going to slap them on the wrist. That's just going to keep happening.
If it's the board's pleasure, we might take on this particular arm and let Doug sit down with him and explain what can happen. Especially if we find out a year, 2 years, 3 years from now, there are more replacement wells that we've been allowed to notice about. And see if Doug will even get some self-reporting in here and get this done now. How's Doug feel?
I think there's certainly a lot of room to go within the forms of the current before I think it would raise it to the level of independent attorney to intervene or file a lawsuit. So
I think it would be nice if the recommendation I have here with the addition of sit down with him and say, look, let us know how many of these can drill. And you'll submit that if you'll let us know these pay the registration fees that were applicable at the time, then we don't put it back on the agenda. But if you don't tell us anymore when we find them, it's going to go back on the agenda and the next one will be a press violation.
Yeah.
Mike, do you have any comments?
I agree with the direction Berkeley, Richard, and the amendment.
You want to take action, you want to take the vote and come back next time.
Hey guys, just kind of out of a technicality here. I would really like, if we're talking about doing some serious stuff here, I would really like to table this because I have maybe heard 25% of the conversation here, and I would really like to get into the office on the next meeting and make sure that everybody, if we're going to really do something that's serious, I would really like to make sure that everybody's got clear communication. And I've really only heard about 25% of this conversation. So
okay.
I don't know if I'm speaking out of line saying that, but I can hear everybody fine that's on. It's on the Zoom call, but everybody that's in the meeting with Doug and Tracy and Richard and all that stuff, I'm really suspect on what I'm hearing because it's just so garbled. I'm sorry.
Same here.
Yeah, same here for me too. It's not good.
Let me do this. Chair makes a motion to table item A next meeting and instruct staff to sit down with Mr. Kinsey and explain what the potential is if we find for a major violation or maybe some future and set this back to the July meeting. I'd say that. So I've got a motion and second to table item A and for the Kinsey and Alpine Major. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, motion carries. Item B, which is Ryan Walden, Walden Building, and he is on the line. What the rules are in violation of the space requirements of staff of road. Question for you, Derek. Spacing violations come because of various processes of road, same thing for you.
Sure.
So, if he shows that problem, and we're going to space the issues.
Correct.
He's got the three issues.
Correct.
Okay. Your recommendation is finding the first major violation for going up for $1,000 for the space requirements, offered $250 penalty for each of six wells, which is a total of $1,500, and the time to make necessary operations to restrict water from each well to less than 70.36 gallons per minute. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Board have any questions? The same situation as the table.
I can't hear what anybody's saying. I can't hear what anybody's saying at all.
Okay.
I mean, I can speak on my behalf if y'all can hear me.
Yeah, Brian, I have no trouble hearing you, but I agree. I cannot understand anything.
Let me try something, Tracy.
Okay.
Can somebody update me on what's?
Can you guys hear me now?
Got you, Doug.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just had to change the microphone and my computer, and so they could hear me. Of course, I went over both of these. I know y'all couldn't hear us. Sorry. I guess Richard made a motion to table this until the next table the second one until the next meeting. Tracy, did you second that? Tracy seconded that. So I guess hopefully next time y'all can hear better. We can all be here. More folks will come into the meeting and be here in person, and we can discuss it then. Again, I'm happy to answer any questions. Sorry for the technicalities.
When is the next meeting?
Next month.
Date and time?
It's typically the third Monday of each month at 5:00. We're going to discuss that later, but third Monday of each month.
Third Monday of each month. Okay. Do y'all want? Can y'all, if y'all can hear me, do you want me to at least recant my position on this and for next meeting, or you just want me to hold it off till next meeting?
I'd rather hold it off till next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. I'm sorry I wasted everybody's time, but.
Yeah, Tracy, I'm going to repeat that because I switched it over to this microphone so they could hear. That's item 9, discussion regarding a study for future water demands and potential alternative water supplies in Parker and Wise County, including but not limited to authorizing the general manager to publish an RFQ. Take action as necessary. This item, can everyone hear me? Can everyone online hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Very good.
Am I okay to exit?
Yes. So we had an item in our 2020 budget for a special study. Of course, last year was kind of messed up. And so this year we put another $50,000 line item for a special study with the idea of this type of study. We know long term, you know, there are going to be issues with the growth happening, and especially in Parker and Wise County, with the data that's available in the Reason C water plan for those two counties. Not really lining up with reality. We had discussed potentially funding a study to look at and refine population growth, water demand, future water demands, and identify any alternative water supplies in those those counties in particular. I've been in talk with county leadership from both Parker and Wise County. Wise County actually made took formal action to request that we fund such a study. Parker County was quite supportive of the idea of us funding a study. Again, at this point, I'm just really asking for the board to authorize me to publish an RFQ and then hopefully in a couple months bring back a recommendation to hire an engineer to carry out the study for us. Happy to answer any questions.
What engineer were you looking towards, Doug, using? I mean, I know it's an RFQ, but who comes to the table with the RFQ to bid the project? What engineering firms?
I don't know what engineering firms. We're going to publish an RFQ and whoever responds to it, Tim.
Okay.
Not targeting anyone in particular.
Just guess I'm questioning the capability of some of these, to the firms. I guess you have a stipulation put together on this RFQ of the protocol process you have set in place for the study. I guess it's going to be groundwater related, or is it going to move off into surface?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things, it's obviously going to be groundwater related, but the whole point, or one of the things that the district is charged with doing, is promoting the growth of surface water. So obviously, if we can help to identify any potential or future surface water supplies, that is going to work towards the conservation of groundwater long term. So I think that would be a key aspect of the study is identifying or trying to identify any future water, surface water supplies or infrastructure to get existing surface water supplies to different points within those two counties.
Okay.
I Sorry, I want to make sure. Richard asked if I had a draft of the RFQ together. I did not. If you would like, we can prepare one and have it, you know, before the book. Basically, I was just asking authorization before I spend a bunch of money, you know, having legal draft an RFQ. I thought, you know, I want to make sure the board's on board with this anyway.
It's one thing to say, okay, if you're in prison, you need water. Okay, there's Lake Greenberry over here.
You know, there's certain water providers available. But I think a little bit farther than that, in terms of some sort of the concept of cost associated with getting water from projects, I mean, that sort of thing.
I agree with you, Richard. I think it does need to go much deeper than just saying, hey, there's water over here. I think we need to look at actual, and maybe this is a multi-phase study, or maybe it's something we need to put more funds towards, because maybe the 50 grand won't cover it, because, you know, you have to go multiple. First of all, you have to identify, you know, where's water going to be needed. Then looking at potentially feasible supplies. And I agree with you completely. It's more than just saying, well, there's water over there. We need to get in and say, there's water over there, and it's going to take, you know, lines running this way, and that's going to cost this much, in a ballpark kind of thing. So that's kind of my idea, Richard.
Alternative sources.
It's part of it. Of course, district staff can do
the data gathering for them, which would save us a lot of money. We've got expertise. We've got staff. We can do a lot of that legwork that would save a lot of cost on the front end.
Okay. And Richard asked the question on the call, you know, accidents have been on these things, you get what you pay for.
You know, 50,000, you have to get a whole lot. Do we have to cost sharing this?
I highly doubt we're going to get any cost share. I really don't. I really don't think that's a thing. My honest opinion is, you know, look, we've got funds. I think we're here to help kind of promote the conservation of groundwater. And one of the ways of doing that is helping to identify sources other than groundwater or future growth to depend upon. You know, I mean, we can look into it, but I doubt we're going to get much cost share, Tracy. I really don't think that's.
And if you have to find a source, it's not a refund.
Yeah. So what Tracy said is if we've identified a potential alternative source, then other groups, you know, be it the counties, be it the region, whatever can move forward with it. That's absolutely right. Somebody's got to start the ball rolling.
Doug.
Yes, sir.
Doug, I assume that was Tracy, but it sounded totally garbled.
Yes, that was Tracy.
Okay, I can understand now with your adjustments. I can understand everything you say, but I don't know if other people are having trouble understanding Tracy.
Yeah, well, the problem is, Mike, I don't know these mics. They worked fine last meeting, but apparently the microphones in front of everybody weren't doing a great job this time. So I had to switch it over to just the microphone on my laptop. So, I mean, it's right in front of me, so you guys can hear me, but y'all can't. I'm trying to switch back and forth to the other mics when Tracy and Richard talk. But that's the issue. Again, I don't know why they're not working. They worked fine last time, and Kyle and I tested them earlier today, and they worked fine. So I don't know what's going on. Yeah. Tracy pointed out, just because the board approves us to go out for an RFQ doesn't mean we have to actually expend the funds, spend the money. You know, if we don't get any qualified responses or the board doesn't like anything they see, they don't have to move forward with it. Right now, I'm simply just asking the board to authorize me to publish an RFQ so we can see what we get. And then I'll compile all the responses. Hopefully we can get something out in the next several weeks, maybe in time for the August meeting. That would be the earliest I would have the responses, you know, compiled and put back together for the board, for board consideration. The RFQ, Tracy asked if the RFQ is limited by the 50,000. It is not. That's just the money we have in the budget right now. We've got funds set aside, you know, for assigned or committed, whatever, that we can move into it. If we needed to go more money, we could do it in a multi-phase type project towards the end of the year, maybe part of it this year, part of it next year. So there's multiple options once we get to that point. But right now, this is just, again, asking the board to authorize me to release an RFQ. Anybody have any questions?
Are y'all ready to entertain a motion on this?
Tracy's shaking his head yes.
All right, I'll make that motion to approve the general manager making to be able to publish an RFQ as discussed in item number 9.
Tracy, you asked for a second? Director English, have the first second. Tracy, I called the vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 10 is the management report on administrative and operational issues. General manager and staff will brief the board on the following and any other items included in the general manager's written report, which may be discussed, considered, and acted upon by the board, including authorizing the initiation of, managing, or resolving enforcement actions or litigation where applicable. Under my report, I mentioned earlier about the two certificates of deposits that they're moving forward with. Another item that Tracy and I had discussed after last month's meeting was potentially changing the day of the week and time of day that the board meets. From my understanding, this dates back to when the board was first created. I believe Director Massey at the time was just kind of accommodate his schedule. They chose to meet on Monday evenings. All of the other groundwater districts I'm aware of in North Texas meet during business hours. Again, it's obviously y'all's choice, but I know staff would prefer to meet during the day during business hours. One of the things Tracy and I talked about would be later in the week, possibly a Thursday or something, Thursday afternoon. But he asked me to kind of bring this up to the board so he'd get y'all's opinion on it. Anybody have any thoughts? Or
well, without casting a vote here in the discussion, I am all for business hours meeting. I will pop up real quick on that, because it's especially when we start meeting in person again, it would be much easier for me to have business hours meeting than after hours.
Yeah, you know, if I just kind of add on to that, like I had a feeling it would be kind of both ways. I know a lot of folks might have trouble getting away from work, but then a lot of folks have, you know, family stuff and stuff with kids in the evenings. And that's kind of why we brought it up.
And I can I pull the board over stuff like that? I guess I can. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Tracy had mentioned. Yeah, Tracy mentioned if I could run a doodle poll to see, you know, kind of get the feel from the board, see if there's a general a split or if folks, you know, wanted to leave it the way it was, or if there was a more of a feel, more of a consensus towards switching. If that's what y'all would like me to do, I'd be happy to do that.
Fun.
Doug, a question for you. Can you hear this? Tim Watts, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
How about the Zoom meetings? Is that a possibility if we're, you know, during the working day? Is it still a possibility for directors to show up via Zoom?
For now, yes. It depends on the governor's emergency declaration. That's how we're still using Zoom to meet is under that declaration. So not sure once that that expires, not sure what we'll be able to do. I mean, obviously, if we have a quorum here, you know, then I think other board members could at least listen in, potentially participate via video conference. But we'd have to have at least a quorum present in person once the emergency declaration expires. Yeah, and Tracy's was told, and I've also heard that we'd have at least a 30-day notice before that expired. But I mean, currently, yes, we could do that, Tim. Yeah, so I'll run a doodle poll, and we can kind of talk about that briefly in a little bit under that later agenda item. Lastly, I just wanted to update the board. Next month is we'll have officer elections and committee appointments. And I only want to bring that up just in case any of y'all are itching to be on a different committee or want have a particular committee in mind y'all like to be on. You may want to be thinking about that and discuss it next meeting. Other than that, that's all I've really got under management report. Well registrations are still up. We hit 200 well registrations in May, which was kind of crazy. I don't think we'd ever done that before. It's going to slow down this month a little bit. So, Tracy, would you like me to move on to the next item? Yes. Item 11, discussion regarding staff supplemental insurance. Take action as necessary. So, as you guys are probably aware, that you know, staff's very grateful. We have a great benefit package. Some of the supplemental insurance that's actually up for renewal at this time particularly is our life insurance, long-term and short-term disability, and our dental insurance. There is no changes in the renewal. Each of those, the no change in rate, no change in benefit. And it's worth noting the funds were included and approved as part of the 2021 budget. So my recommendation would be to approve the renewal of the supplemental insurance and authorize the GM to execute any renewal documents necessary. Any questions? Anybody have a motion? Tracy asked for a motion.
So move.
Is that Tim?
Yes.
Got a motion. Is anybody a second? Second by Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 12, review line item expenditures and adopt budget amendments as necessary. I have three recommended budget transfers or budget amendments. One is to move $1,000 from office equipment to computer software and hardware. I've had some issues come up with computer stuff. We had to buy some new computers early this year. We've got plenty of money left in the office equipment line item. The second one is to move $1,000 from website services to outside contract services. We've got several thousand dollars in the website services that will probably go unused this year. The outside contract services, this is increasing due to the security system that we just had installed here at the office. There's a monthly charge that's involved with that, so this will cover that. And then legal fee transfer, $25,000 from legal fees to legislative consulting. Up until a couple years ago, this was all legislative consulting, wasn't a separate line item. The previous legislative session, laws came out of that required us to have a discrete line item for legislative consulting. I think going into this session, we aimed a little low because we were being told that it was going to be a COVID session and there was going to be slow and there weren't going to be anything, and it ended up being kind of a crazy session. So I'm recommending moving $25,000 from legal fees to the subline item of legal fees of legislative consulting. Any questions?
Motion.
Anybody with a motion?
What was Mike saying?
Say that again.
I thought Mike had said something. Mike Berkeley?
No, I don't believe so.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Anybody have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Berkeley, anybody have a second?
Jared will second it.
Jared, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 13, the General Counsel's report. Brian, do you have anything for us?
I don't. I could give a update on the legislative, but might be better done in person.
Are you there, Brian?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. He cut out for a second.
Oh, I said, I could give an update on the legislative session, but in light of the technical difficulties, it might be better received next time.
Okay. That'll work. Time and place for the next business, for the next meeting. Tracy, would you like me to... On the 19th at 5 p.m. combo meeting, if the governor still allows it. So do you not want me to run a doodle poll on future meetings, or is that just okay? But after the one in July? Okay. Any new business to be placed on the next meeting agenda? None. If none, then anything else? Tracy says the meeting's adjourned at 5:49. Thank you.
Thank you all.